It was a once-in-a-lifetime moment when we get to see something perfect, remarkable, astounding. Today, Jane Andrews remembers 3 minutes and the moments leading up to it. This is A Walk in the Park.
For over a year, my husband and I were set to take time off and go see the eclipse on April 8th. I had seen a partial eclipse before. It had taken place in the summer, so the leaves created a camera obscura illusion on the ground, producing hundreds of little eclipse images we could safely see with our eyes. The trees themselves looked like sequined evening dresses, shimmering fish scales of light pink and gold. That was 30 years ago with my daughter in a stroller. For this eclipse, my husband wanted 100% totality. We didn't know how it was going to be traveling with thousands of our closest friends who were doing the same thing. So we got an early start. From Vermont, instead of heading north, we headed west, crossing a bridge over Lake Champlain. We found our spot on the lake 7 hours early and settled in for a nap, great food, and the movie Field of Dreams on his phone. As more cars drove in, the park was filled with anticipation as we viewed the sun being eaten by the moon. I didn't notice any shimmering fish scales of light pink and gold. It only began to resemble an overcast day. In looking around, there was still plenty of daylight, even though, with proper viewing glasses, the sun was 98% obscured. And then suddenly, it was like a theater fading to black. The fade to black took only about 10 seconds, but it was complete, and no one could see anyone else except in silhouette from those Vermont mountains in the distance that were not in shadow yet. The street lights went on, and the crowd suddenly roared. In full totality, it was safe to look up, and we saw the image that had been shown on the news and documentaries. There, right in front of us, was the perfect alignment of the moon and the sun, displaying the corona moving like the northern lights. There for 3 minutes, with nothing between us and that cosmic miracle, until a tiny speck of the sun forced us all to look away, and the theater lights came up once again in the park. Something changed in me that day. I didn't notice dogs or birds being too affected, but I did notice distant police and fire engine sirens all day. Perhaps we humans were most affected this time.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews. A Walk in the Park is broadcast this time each week, right here on the Classical Station, 95.9 FM WCRI, and streaming live on classical959.com.